Is guardianship equal for disabled adults?
Is it equal for special education students? The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, passed by the United States Congress in 1975, is intended, quote, to ensure that all children with disabilities have available to them a free, appropriate public education that emphasizes special education-related services designed to meet their unique needs and prepare them for further education, employment, and independent living. Title 20 of the United States Code, Chapter 33. Special education from the student point of view. I was in special education in elementary school and middle school, experienced the consequences of it in high school and beyond. I'm David Potter. I survived special education, not a joke.
Guardianship. Is guardianship equal for disabled adults?
Let's look at the Freedom and Right to Emancipate from Exploitation, FREE Act, introduced July 20, 2021 by Representative Charlie Crist, Democrat, Florida's 13th District, and referred to the House Committee on the Judiciary. At the time of this recording, there is no Senate version. This is H.R. 4545. What does the bill say? A bill to protect the rights of legally incompetent adults who are the subject of a legal guardianship or conservatorship. What needs to change in existing law? The concept of legally incompetent adults is concerning. What does the bill say? Section 1, short title. This act may be cited as a Freedom and Right to Emancipate from Exploitation, FREE Act. Skipping Section 2. Section 3, protection of rights of legally incompetent adults who are the subject of legal guardianship or conservatorship. Lowercase a, findings. The Congress finds as follows. 1. In a November 15, 2019 article entitled Guardian Stole More Than $500,000 from Elderly Pinellas Man, the Tampa Bay Times reported on a private guardian who allegedly stole over $500,000 from a ward over 11 months. 2. In an August 2, 2019 article entitled Florida Professional Guardian Rebecca Fairley, Devoted or Dangerous, the Orlando Sentinel reported on severe cases of alleged adult guardianship fraud and abuse perpetuated by a private guardian, including physical neglect, deliberate isolation of wards from their families, financial exploitation, and using do not resuscitate orders without permission. 3. Private guardians are at risk for financial conflicts of interest because the ward's assets, which they usually control, are used to pay for the guardian for their services. What needs to change in existing law? Christian missionaries raise funds for mission trips, either short-term, 1 week to several months, or long-term, 1 year or more. Guardians must do the same, seek sponsors from outside the ward's family, and be paid from outside the ward's assets. The guardian's goal is to be unnecessary, be like Mary Poppins, or an emergency worker, who departs when no longer needed. What does the bill say? 4. Many persons declared incapacitated by a judge and assigned to a private guardian have not even appeared in court. What needs to change in existing law? Criminals can have their day in court. Why can't the incapacitated, who are able to? What does the bill say? 5. A person deemed incapacitated lacks the legal authority to petition to have their guardian removed or replaced if they believe that they are being victimized. 6. Pop icon Britney Spears has unsuccessfully petitioned the judicial system to remove her father as her conservator for years. What needs to change in existing law? From the beginning of her conservatorship over a decade ago, in 2021, Britney didn't testify in court on her own behalf. Between the introduction of this bill in 2021 and the date of this recording, her father was removed. What does the bill say? 7. Despite the fact that Ms. Spears has been a successful working artist for the past decade, her repeated requests to have her conservatorship removed have been denied. What needs to change in existing law? Disability is in part defined as an inability to work under federal law. If Britney Spears is too disabled to work, her career should have ended when the conservatorship began. Unlike those who are not allowed to build wealth, she's been denied access to her wealth. What does the bill say? 8. The 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States protects United States citizens and residents from being deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. 9. The allegations in the Orlando Sentinel and Tampa Bay Times, along with the inability of Britney Spears to free herself from her father's control, indicate that state guardianship and conservatorship systems can deprive a United States citizen or resident of liberty and property without due process. 10. In order to restore due process guaranteed by the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, the federal government must guarantee that a United States citizen or resident placed under guardianship or conservatorship retain the right to petition to have their private guardian or conservator replaced with a state guardian is free from any financial conflict of interest. What needs to change in existing law? Free Britney LA on Twitter. Free Britney LA, in a statement on Twitter, says they oppose empowering professional guardians. As of the date this bill was introduced, Britney had both her father, a family guardian, in charge of her estate, and a professional guardian, a non-family member, in charge of her personally. As a Florida newspaper article show, professional guardians are part of the problem. Government caseworkers in this context would become like government caseworkers in other contexts. Using the Christian missionary fundraising system, that is, raising a fund for a job to help others, is the best way to move forward. Of course, guardians would have to raise funds for not only their salaries, but also office expenses. As long as the ward and the government don't pay, the situation can be improved. If the ward pays, the ward is a client in other contexts. What does the bill say? Lowercase b, establishment of right. An individual who is the subject of a legal guardianship or conservatorship established under state law has the right to 1. Communicate with the caseworker referred to in section 2, lowercase b, 2, notwithstanding any objection of the legal guardian of or conservator for the individual, and what needs to change in this bill. If a government caseworker is the only way to do this, I have no objection. The framework itself must change, which this bill fails to do. What does the bill say? 2. Petition a court to replace any person who is a legal guardian of or a conservator for the individual and who is not an employee of the state with a legal guardian or conservator, as the case may be, who is an employee of the state or who the individual has designated an authorized document signed by the individual to act as such, notwithstanding the terms of the guardianship or conservatorship, as the case may be, and in any proceeding on such a petition, the petitioner shall not be required to prove wrongdoing or malfeasance by the legal guardian or conservator, as the case may be, as a condition of having the petition granted. What needs to change in existing law? I don't want you to be my guardian or conservator. It's sufficient to replace a person. That's a good start. What does the bill say? Lowercase c, private right of action. An individual who is the subject of a legal guardianship or conservatorship established under state law may bring an action in any United States district court to enforce any right provided by subsection lowercase b. The court may provide the petitioner in such an action with such relief as the court deems appropriate. What needs to change in existing law? Should this become law, it makes sense to open the federal court system to the incapacitated because they have no rights in their home state, district, or territory. How does existing law related to this bill impact my life? SSI had the same effect on my life, but that is due to SSI rules, which only Congress can change, and a controlling family, which I left.
Is it equal for special education students? Is the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act working as intended? Is it preparing disabled students for further education, employment, and independent living? Visit the website at notajoke.net. I'm David Potter. I supervise special education, not a joke.